But really what we want to define is what cryptocurrency is and what blockchain is. So if you can give us a rundown of blockchain and its real world physical equivalent.
Sure. And its application. Most of us are familiar with the internet. Go back 30 years and a lot of people still weren't familiar with it. But the internet is pretty much in every area of our lives today. Without the internet, you and I would not be on this interview. Or we'd be in person somewhere and maybe somebody with a camera would be shooting it for television or something like that. But the internet, I always look at the internet as like level one of the virtual world. And on top of the level one or the internet are these blockchains. These blockchains are built on top of the internet. And what are blockchains? Blockchains are digital or distributed ledgers. A ledger is basically a way to keep track of things, keep track of data, keep track of information. A lot of times we talk about banking ledgers. It's a way to kind of track mortgages and land sales and things like that. Basically what it is instead of it being in a written form on paper or in books, it's on the internet. And so these distributed ledgers or these blockchains are connected by a network of nodes. It could be computers, phones, anything that's considered a node is connecting everything in this digital ledger, this blockchain, and everything is basically transparent within that network. And the wonderful thing is that all the users can see what's happening there, or all the nodes can. A lot of times, because this is the virtual world, there's a lot of things happening in the background there. Most of you have your phones or your computers, and there's all these operational things happening in the background that you're not even aware of, but you know that it's happening. And the same thing is true of the blockchain. So even though like physical users like Travis and me may be aware of something that's happening in a network, our computers or our phones, our nodes are actually doing most of the communication. And everything that's happening in that digital ledger space, because it's transparent, it's also immutable, which means it can't be changed. That's what that fancy word immutable means, is that we talk about blocks and it's a series of blocks on this chain and they're blocks of information. And so like if a new block comes in that isn't in sequence or isn't aligned with the other blocks, it's obviously not supposed to be there. And so the network naturally pushes those things out that shouldn't be in the network. That's one of the things I really like about the blockchain, is it keeps things very synonymous and cohesive. It's an ecosystem, basically. Sometimes projects in this space or companies in this space or people that are experts in this space will use the term ecosystem to talk about what's happening in the space. And as long as it's got continuity and things are kind of working together, the system works well. And so that's the blockchain. So you have the internet, you got the blockchains. And when I say chains, it's plural because there's lots of blockchains, just like I spoke about Bitcoin and Ethereum. Each one of them has their own blockchain.